My name is Carla Mina, residential real estate broker. It is with great pleasure that I share with you the Market Overdrive team. We are here every other Thursday to celebrate what is happening in the business of real estate. Together with my Mod Squad, I hope to inspire you, motivate you, and teach you how to navigate through the art of real estate investing. With me every other week is Joel Schwab. How are you, Joel?
Hey, you owned it, man. You really did it. You opened up the show straight. It's not like you've practiced. You got it down.
You guys don't understand.
We're happy to be here. It's a Thursday. The summer's finally here. We're finally at a point in time where we feel like it's truly summer. We've been thinking for a long time, like, man, it's going to be the 4th of July, and it's already coming past.
It's already coming past. So tell me what's going on in the business.
Well, we talk about a lot more than just rates, but in the last couple of weeks, what the focus has been on is where the market has gone. So the rates have come down, and they've really come down. In the last 10 years, we haven't seen a 60-day period where rates have dropped like this. And so what does it mean? I had a buyer that literally closed on a transaction last week, and she was actually able to go under contract for a slightly higher purchase price. So when she was actually getting ready to look at different properties, Rebecca saw that she could actually buy something more than she was expecting because rates had come down. So that's one of these good feel stories, you know, or feel good stories where somebody's actually able to go out, quit renting, buy something because the rates have come down.
Love that story. But Joel, I was reading this morning and I heard through the grapevine that rates did go up today.
In the news. Huh, that's why they call it news. It's already happened.
Are you kidding?
It's in the past. Like, that happened.
Serious, but what do you say to someone that says, oh crap, the rates are going up?
We teach and educate. We go through the entire process, and it's not just about rate. There's a lot of things that happen in a mortgage transaction, and that's just one of the numbers on the piece of paper. So it's about feeling right, making sure that your ducks are in a row and that you have a good team like everyone that's here with us today.
I love that you say that, because truly, if you're a novice and you don't understand the world of real estate, you really should stay tuned and learn a little bit about how to navigate through it. Because again, real estate is appreciating asset. So it's, you know, markets are going to go up and down. And seriously, the rate is something that shouldn't really impact your purchase. Without further ado, I'm also super excited and stoked to introduce to you, well, she's back again, Tammy Scarlett. How are you, Tammy?
Hello, I'm Tammy Scarlett from Cross Country Mortgage, and we are a nationwide lender. I am so pleased to be here today with these amazing people. I'm going to give you guys a little teaser what I'm going to talk about. I have a giveaway that I'm going to do at the end of the show.
I'm excited. I love giveaways.
I do too. And I also have a special guest. As you mentioned a little bit before, she was a client of ours and she is absolutely fabulous. She'll share her story. And I will be talking to you guys about rates also, like my friend over here.
What's your take on the rates though?
Well, my topic that I'm going to be touching on is what makes your rate versus the rate or today's rate. So we'll dive into that in a little bit.
Thank you and welcome, Tammy.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. And before we go through our guests, I'm excited to walk you through our rundown. So early, we're going to introduce Danny Glick with the App Properties. He's a superstar broker, top producer, knows his business in and out, but he's here today to talk about how to get the emotion out of a transaction. Why does that matter? You'll see later on in the story. I mean, seriously, we get so emotional in this process because, again, we have to fall in love with the property. It's not commercial real estate where it's just like numbers and numbers and it has to make sense. This is really a emotional process. And then later on, you're going to hear from our very own Kiana Jackson, who's an amazing client who actually almost freaked out. And you're going to hear her story later. And maybe some of you are going to, it's going to resonate with you and you'll learn something. So stay tuned. And seriously, it's going to be a great show. So Joel, tell us a little bit more about your guest.
Okay. So as you alluded to, there's a lot that happens in a transaction. It's not just straightforward. We have to make sure that we are taking the emotion out. Okay. So that's why I'm so happy to have Danny Glick with us today. Danny, how are you?
Great. Yep. Great. How are you?
We're glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Nice. Danny, did you get the memo? We're all matching. Yeah. Like, we're all in blue today.
We are all in blue today.
We're going to blend in with the studio.
Yep.
How do you like the studio?
Love it.
Isn't it awesome?
Especially like on a day like this, the sun is setting. It's beautiful. It's totally awesome.
So Danny, aside from your sharp, sharp gear,
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about you and your business.
Well, I've been practicing real estate for 18 years. I've been with Ad Properties for 10, and the bulk of my business is all in the city. So I've been solely a residential real estate agent doing townhomes, single family homes, co-ops and so on. And a big chunk of my business is also new construction. And so prior to that, though, and part of why I'm talking about the emotion in real estate, I have a background in psychology.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love it.
The plot thickens.
Because realtors and lenders, we have a lot to talk about.
The plot thickens.
But it's not about us. Joel, right. It's not. It's about the client. So tell us, what does this mean? What is the emotion through the process?
Well, and I think this is applicable no matter what field you're in, whether you're a real estate agent, if you're a lender, if you're a doctor, whatever it is that you do. I think a universal approach to things is to try and see things from another person's perspective, to put yourself in someone else's shoes and to understand what they're going through. And so what I find is the most challenging when I'm practicing and when we're doing a transaction is that the seller only hears what the seller wants to hear. And they're like, I don't care about the buyer. They get angry at a buyer and so on and so forth. And the buyer is the same, you know, they want what they want and it's often competing forces. And so I feel like my role is to really kind of put the brakes on and say, you know, can you see this from the other person's perspective?
Let me throw something in there also, Joel. When it comes to being a salesperson, people feel like, I don't want you to sell me. I want you to tell me the truth.
Right.
So then when you have a buyer who thinks that, you know, it's my perspective only, you have a seller that thinks it's their perspective only, and here comes a neutral, you know, salesperson,
right,
because we're perceived as sellers, how do we come across as saying, well, I mean, do you have my back or not? How do we get the client to understand that we're working for them, not against them?
Well, it's such a great question. I always start my relationships, whether it's with a buyer or a seller, and basically tell them, like, I'm a teammate here. Like, we're going to swim or sink, you know, together. So I'm an advocate for you, but I also am not going to tell you what to do. This is a joint decision, whether it's how much we're going to pay for a property. I'll show you the data, but together we would make that decision. And so I feel like if you set that up and really kind of make a strong connection and a relationship with people, they're never going to doubt your motive. You know, I never think that my clients are thinking that I'm out for a commission or I'm out for Danny. Like, I think that they believe that I'm out looking out for them.
So let me ask you this. When you have a buyer and maybe they're new to this process and maybe they're listening on the...
I don't work with new buyers.
Yeah. But if it's a hot property, how do you go through and explain to them that based on this asking price, you have to come in at full asking price? A lot of times they watch TV and they say, it's listed for $700, so we're going to go and offer $650 and play
right.
this game.
Right.
But if it truly is worth $700, how can you build that trust and take the emotion out, as you say, because if they want $700, we're not paying it.
Right. A lot of it, you know, part of that has to do with the process and how many properties a person may have seen already.
Okay.
So if I've educated them well and we've seen a number of properties, we should both walk into a property. And if it's priced at $700,000 and we've been looking at a bunch of things, we're probably going to walk out and go, you know what? That place is actually priced accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time I'll also spend time with the buyer or a seller going over the data and saying, look, these types of properties have all sold for this dollar value. The listing agent actually did a good job pricing this.
And they listen to you.
If I can show them if I can show them the data and I can show them reason, and I think also that's trust.
Wow, you're good.
I love it.
So
I think
it's
great
also
way
trust.
To build trust. And that's a great question, Joel, because I feel like that is one of the hardships that we're seeing in today's market, right? Is
right.
the elevated pricing and people just not understanding how negotiations start, especially if a price is as high as that and then they want to come in at like 50% or
right.
you know, even 10%. How do you explain to them? I love the fact that you're showing data so you can win their trust and show them it's not my opinion. It's not what I think you should offer. It's statistical data of what has sold.
And you've probably experienced this yourself. It's when you don't always know if a listing agent has done a good job, an accurate job pricing it. So a lot of people get hung up on something and they'll say, well, on average, things have been selling for 96% of list price. So I'm not going to pay more than 96% of list price because that's the average.
Ooh.
But there are some of those in that average pool that sold for list price.
Right.
And there are some that may have sold for 90% of asking.
Yeah.
So it really depends on the property. And my expertise is what I bring to bear.
I love that. And in the education process that you bring to it, because it makes a lot of sense. A lot of people just make the assumption that it's like, well, every case is completely, you know, it's going to be the same, right? So we had a situation where we had an estate sale, and estate sales are sold as is. Right. And we had a candid conversation with the realtor, and she said, you know what? It's okay. We won't use the as is. Go ahead and take the property and let's do the inspection, but please don't go back and nickel and dime us on the inspection. Right. Yeah, right, so right. There's never just one transaction that's going to be the same thing. But like you said, I love that you said that we're a team and we're all working together, but winning the client's trust and also educating them makes a lot of sense. Aside from that, what else are you seeing out there in the field that is creating a hardship and making everybody an emotional chaos?
Well, do we have enough time for all this?
Yeah, right?
We have 3 hours, right?
Okay.
We're talking about the client, not the crazy realtors behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. I've also found that a lot of times all this emotional drama gets brought up because people are surprised or they don't know what to expect. And so a lot of times I find it beneficial to spend time up front saying, like, here's what's going to happen. Like, I know we haven't made an offer on a place yet, but we're going to, and there's going to be a negotiation, and it's going to get tense, and then you're going to take a breath, and then we're going to have an inspection, and then it's going to get tense again, and there's going to be stuff that we're, so it's not one negotiation, it's a bunch of things. And if I can set the stage for them before they're in it, right? Yeah. Once they're in it, they're already emotional about it, and it's going to be like this.
And you're like, remember when I told you we're going to get crazy?
Exactly.
I love that.
And it's like one of those things. It's like, remember when
I'm taking notes, Danny.
Remember when we were sitting in my car outside the Starbucks and it was raining and I took 20 minutes to tell you about all this stuff? We're in that moment now. So you don't have to battle on this, you know, them replacing a screen. We're going to give on that or whatever it is. So I have found that the more I can set that up before we're in it, the better it is. And the same, you know, the same goes true for sales.
Great process. Also, when it comes to, obviously, that's the realtor-buyer relationship. But when it comes to financing, Joe, I always find that clients freak out when it comes to knowing what their monthly payment is or knowing that interest rate. And so the difference between locking your rate and getting that rate, how do you navigate that through that process so that people don't freak out, Joe?
So we walk through this education process where it really is a gut check. You need to be very comfortable with what you're doing, and this pre-approval letter that you get at most banks, it gives you a number, and it really doesn't actually break down what your monthly payment is. So if you get a letter that's spit out from a company that's just some big rocket ship, right, for example, and it says that you're approved all the way up to 700 grand, but the buyer really wants to spend around $2,200 to $2,300 a month, they need to actually have somebody that's on their side that does it up front, that says, this is what properties Danny should go out and show you. That helps Danny as the realtor not go out and show places and wonder, why are these buyers not doing something? So it's a collaboration. And when you can come from a point of education, teaching, and helping, everything grows. When you're not selling somebody, no one sells a house. Somebody needs to move into a house, unless it's an investment property. These things take a team. And so we just go really grassroots and really try to educate and help them.
I'm glad that you say that, because I think that what becomes really chaotic or more emotional is that realization of the budget. You know, that big budget versus that monthly budget versus what you can get versus what you really want. And then I'm crying because I've been saving money for so long and I finally get to go out and buy something, but it doesn't match what I really want in my head. Right. And everybody told me to visualize it. It would manifest it. And I'm not getting that. So how do you navigate through that, Danny? Because you're saying you work with, like, you know, high-end buyers, or tell us a little bit more about your market.
A good part of my market is what I'd call like the upper bracket. But I do have a lot of people who are, you know, moving from a first home to a second home. And I think you make a good point. I find it extremely valuable, you know, to put them in touch with someone like Joel, who will say, you know, it's not just about, you know, what you can afford on the mortgage, but it's about your lifestyle. How much do you travel? You know, what other expenses do you have or indulgences that you do you have that aren't just your house? Whether
not
it's
the indulgence part. It's like,
but it is.
No more coffee for you.
Right. Because when Joel has a conversation with someone and he's asking them about ratios, you know, unless he asks them about travel or their clothing budget or if they eat out or, you know, like those types of things, they're going to get caught. And a lot of people won't take time. A lot of lenders might not take time to do that. So when you have someone, like we said, that's a teammate that's like looking out for someone's best interest, they'll understand that and say, I know my budget you know, on paper is up to $800,000, but I really only want to spend $725,000 because I take 4 big trips a year.
That helps take the emotion out. When they actually can go and walk away from a place, it helps you as an agent know which properties to steer clear of so that you don't get into a negotiation, go under contract, and then the buyer goes, ooh, I don't feel good about this. Right. So having that team up front to walk them through really what these questions are that can't happen just from plugging in numbers.
Right.
So we go through that and make sure that that's one of the ways that you can really get more closings done, get people being raving fans of yours because you've actually helped them and set them up for success. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's a holistic approach to the transaction. So you're navigating it through your partnerships and your understanding. And there's a lot of realtors who don't understand the financing.
Right.
So I love the fact that you go way back and you also instruct them in the finances of it, right? How to save money, how to, you know, take away some things so that you can afford a little bit more if in fact you're not finding what you need or what you want in that price point. But yeah, I love that you kind of touched every button so that way it makes it easier because you're anticipating the next hurdle. Yeah. And I think that's what makes and sets you apart from really getting somebody to freak out because they don't know what to expect from someone that says, I have it all under control. So you're like the rainmaker.
I like that you use the term holistic. Like that's a very, you know.
We're in a zen mode.
It's a zen mode. But I think it's a great approach to real estate because if all you're about is the transaction, you're a commodity. You know, you're a commodity. And, you know, my goal is not to be your real estate agent for one transaction. It's to be your advisor through life.
Love it. Love it. And that's why people like you and businesses like you stay afloat for many years because you believe in that long-term relationship versus that one relationship. And I think that that's another conversation about, you know, realtors who work for the transaction and they do volume business. You do more boutique business where you actually take a holistic approach again to that client service experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us, where can we find and learn a little bit more about you and someone has questions about your business?
You can call me on my cell phone.
Hey.
Say it out loud.
Call me on my cell phone.
312-671-1516. 312-671-1516. It's Danny at DannyGlick.com. You can go to the At Properties website and find Danny Glick. There's lots of ways to find me.
And what's your favorite client? Like, what is that client relationship? Like, who could call you?
Oh my gosh. Like literally anybody. I mean, I just sold a $300,000 condo on, you know, on the South Side and I have a $3.8 million listing in the heart of Lincoln Park. So I service, you know, all types of people, all buyers, all price points. Again, it's a lifelong relationship. So a perfect example, the person who has the little $300,000 condo is actually the daughter of some clients that bought a $3 million house in Lincoln Park. So
love it.
It's a big family.
I love that.
It's a big family.
So holistic and humble. Don't let that suit intimidate you. As well as Joel, I love your partnership. And what's it like working with Joel?
Joel's great. We've fostered a relationship in, I would say, relatively new. But we're cut from the same cloth.
Love it.
So it's, for me, I get approached by mortgage lenders every week. Somebody wants to... Every day, practically. But, you know, I have strangers calling me all the time saying, hey, I'm, you know, my name's Joe Blow, and I see that you're a successful agent, and I'd love to work with you. And, you know, I have to feel comfortable because everybody that I recommend is an extension of me. So if they don't have a holistic approach, if they're transaction-based, that's not going to be a good fit. So Joel and I connected really because... We talked for a long time one night and, you know, I got the sense that he works from his heart.
Love it. So, and you're not going to trust your business with someone who's not going to take care of your clients. And I like the fact that you say that he's an extension of your business.
Yeah.
Danny, thank you so much for hanging
out with
us. And
thank you, Carla. Thank you so much.
Elevate our listeners' real estate IQ. It's a pleasure to hang out with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Oh, Joel, see, he loves you. I love that he said that, you know, you're an extension of the business because truly, as a lender, you have to make sure that, you know, our clients are taken care of. And when we did our deal, I mean, my Gustavo was in love with you. He was oh my God. He responded right away. And I think it took you, what, 15 days to get that loan done?
Well, that was a little bit longer. On that one, we did take a little bit longer. We try to do all of those closings as we do have underwriting in-house and get those transactions start to finish in 10 days. We have a campaign called 10 Days or Bust. And it's just just, it's the person that you're working with. There's a lot of great lenders. I'm really glad that we have another lender on the show. It helps grow. It helps you educate yourself on what the options are, because there are great people at so many different companies.
Thank you, Joel. It is a pleasure to collaborate with you and share his expertise here on our show, because seriously, it's knowledge, it's power, and we're here to educate you and make sure that you grow. But there's always time for fun. And I love this segment because Ken Monroe, I saw his post and he's here with us today because he's going to tell us what's happening in the city this weekend, because we need to keep you involved. We need to increase your network. We need to get you to invest in real estate and be the who's who in Chicago. So hello, Ken. How are you?
Summertime, party time.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
More importantly, I saw your picture with the, what is he called? The most sophisticated man in the world. What's his name? The most handsome man.
Jonathan Goldschmidt, the interesting man. Yeah, I met him.
That was interesting man. I saw your picture, but there was a guy in the middle. I wanted to see the side by side.
There was a lady in the middle. Definitely not a guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Yeah. Brittany Scales. She's fantastic.
So, Ken, what do you got for us today?
So, it's summer, right? And everybody's whining, you know, where's summer? Summer sucks. And now summer's like, how you like me now, right? It's too hot and everybody wants to stay in.
I love the summer. Yep. There's so much to do. I can't stay in the office, so that's kind of bad.
Yep. So, no, lots going on. So this is the thing with summer in Chicago is every weekend now, there's too many things to do, right? So all kinds of, we got Taste of Chicago, obviously. It's going on already. Really cool stuff going on with that.
How long has Chicago celebrated the Taste of Chicago?
Oh, you're gonna quiz me, huh? There? I don't know exactly how long.
But what's happening at the Taste? Why should I go?
So there's, it's entertainment, it's food. There are 82 restaurants represented, right? And so this is your opportunity to go check out what's going on and anything that's coming out new. This is a great opportunity for the whole culinary industry to kind of represent what's happening, right? It's put on by Chew Chicago. Yeah, Chew Chicago, the tourism board, right? So it's all run by the city. It's a fantastic event. It's free to get in. You could buy food, from the different vendors that are available there. Taylor Bennett is playing Friday night, Chance's brother. We do a lot of work with DJ Khalib, who is one of his primary DJs. And so we'll be doing some things with Khalib at Play, which is a new sports lounge. This is the model now, right? So it's gone from nightclubs, big boom boom rooms and VIP tables, and it's kind of transitioned now to where it's a sports bar lounge, going back to the bar model, right? So the Bounce what's the other one? There's a couple of others that are Bottle Blonde and so on. So Play is the next iteration of that in the Gold Coast. So we're launching them on the 18th.
So much fun. Guess who's going to be hanging out with you this weekend?
I know.
Like, can a girl get in?
I'm well aware.
Like, hi, Ken. What else is going on?
So let's see what else is going on. The Windy City Smokeout. So, it depends on what kind of a genre you like for those who like country music. And
so I'm not a big country music fan, but I love country music because it's like storytelling and right. It's like romantic, but then it's like a long story. So I'm emotional about that.
So the big joke is if you play a song backwards, you get your wife back, you make all your money back.
Super excited. So get your boots out this weekend. It's Friday, right?
It's trending so hard. It's all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh. It's actually one of the better parties in the city, whether you like country music or whether you don't. This year they've got Cole Swindell, Chris Young, Old Dominion. It's just a really good party, and it transitioned this year. Used to be down over on the river off Chicago Avenue, and now it's going to be in the United Center parking lot because it just got too big.
Wow, that is so cool. So if you want to know what's going on, you have to follow Ken. He's with Chicago Scene Magazine, and he's always in the know. What else you got for us?
That's it for right now. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, obviously. There's so many new buildings opening up in your genre, right?
I know.
We were just at the Mason, which is a brand new building in the West Loop, and amazing spaces. And so that was a lot of fun. Our competition has, what's her name? Busy Phillips is there. They're doing their launch party. This is Michigan Avenue. We like talking about everybody. It doesn't matter whether us or them, right? So that's going on tonight. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Love it. And just so you know, Ken and I are actually talking and brainstorming about ways to get Market Overdrive in these spaces with these places so that we can show you the more amazing properties that are coming up in the city of Chicago so that you can see them. And don't forget, Ken, WGN, we're on the WGN platform. So we have people listening to us nationally. So not everybody knows what the Taste of Chicago is. So you heard it on Market
Overdrive. Well, get ready for the Chicago Scene Boat Party because they come from all over the world for that. Largest event on Lake Michigan every year. So that's
exciting. it. Nice, yeah. I'll definitely be there too.
Great.
See, I just invite myself to everything.
Who needs you to invite?
It's always a pleasure to hang out with the sexiest good looking man in Chicago here like with
that.
Ken.
God, that sounds so good.
Whatever. Aside from that, he knows about what's going on in the city of Chicago, so make sure to find out. How do we find you?
ChicagoScene.com. We're relaunching the website. So that's actually, if you go there right now, you'll see a holder. But when the website comes, we're doing at the neighborhood level, we're giving everybody guidance on where to go for the best brunches, happy hours, best deals. So that's next month. But right now, go to our Facebook page. So it's Chicago Scene Facebook, and that's the launch of everything, right? You can connect to everything there.
Love it and love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yep.
So now we're going to move on to, now that you've heard where to go and where to hang out, we're going to go back to real estate so that we can, you know, showcase what we do and how, you know, real estate can be so difficult just because we are human and we are buying property where someone's actually going to live in it. And I like to tell my clients, envision yourself celebrating Thanksgiving. Envision yourself celebrating the holiday. So once you see yourself in that place and you want to call your best friend and say, guess what I found? Come and check it out. I want to, you know, entertain you here. That's when you'll know that's the property. And see, that's the key. There's emotion in that. And when you don't get what you want, a lot of emotion comes out of that too. So Tammy and I had the great pleasure to work with this amazing woman. And I want to share her story because I was seriously sitting here and we did the closing and we celebrated and it was the most craziest transaction. We try to control the most everything out of a transaction. Like Danny said, right? We know the lender, we know the inspector, we know the attorney, but then it gets really complicated when things just don't go according to plan. And then the buyer gets really emotional, but this woman was amazing. And then after closing, I came here and I shared her story and I literally was in tears. So without further ado, let me introduce you to, hey, Kiki Anna.
Hello, hello, hello.
I said to her, I'm like, are you literally trying to like, outshine me with that outfit? What is going on?
Well, you
over
know
there?
I had to bring it because I know where I was coming. So
I love you. And let me go ahead and introduce you to my team partner here, Al Reese. Al Reese is making his appearance on the squad. How are you, Al?
I'm good, Carla. How are you?
Good, good. And the reason why I want you guys to meet Al, specifically because I'm all like, right? This is Carla. Like, oh, no, we're going to go back. You tell them that they didn't tell us about this property. And so Al's like, Carla, I just want to call you to let you know, like really patient the whole time. So you need to work with someone who's patient and it's going to go above and beyond to help you get through things. And of course, Tammy Scarlett, who was amazing in making sure that financing went along just as planned. Because again, if you can have one thing that's going to be, you know, comfortable, that's going to be steady, that's going to be there as your backbone, then at least you could say, I can lean on people that know and care. So Kiana, tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh my goodness. So at the end of the day, I own a beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful.
home condo in Bronzeville, thanks to this amazing team that I could not have done. And I get a little sweaty. My eyes get a little sweaty and misty thinking about the whole thing. But just really reached out to Al just kind of blindly on Facebook based on a post that he had. That he was doing real estate. And I was just like, hey, at some point, I'm going to want to buy. His response was, let's have lunch. And as the story goes, we go to lunch. I meet you. And I was, and the minute I met you, I was like, oh my God, I love her.
Right?
See, someone
loves my feistiness.
Yeah. Al, of course I love you. I've known Al for years. So we're from the 206 back in on the West Coast in Seattle.
Shout out to the West Coast.
Shout out to the West Coast.
Yes. I was a teammate in heaven in Chicago. Cause tell us more though, if you're willing to share this.
Sure.
What brought you to Chicago and what life changes you went through and like the fact that you had never bought before?
Well, I came to Seattle. I came to Chicago because I needed a change of scenery. I literally just needed and wanted a reset, a restart, a refresh. Those were the words that I used, just to kind of describe where I was in my life. And, my best friend and her husband live here. I came here, spent some time here a couple summers ago. And when I left here and got back home, I was like, I don't want to be in Seattle anymore. I want to be in Chicago. Like, that's the place for me. And so I came back. Literally, my life is set up to the point where I could. I work for myself. I didn't have, you know, boyfriend, any of that stuff that holds you in a city. And so I just packed my stuff and left. And Yeah, yeah.
So all you ladies that are listening, this is empowerment right here.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. she was doing it on her own. And I said to her, we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
alone anymore. We're yeah. a team.
And so much of my life has been spent doing so much of the decisions I've had to make have been alone. So it was refreshing to just have someone really have my back and to like cradle me through the process. It was amazing.
Wonderful. This was all about team, really, the transaction from start to finish. Every thing that happened along the way, there was like a fabric of all of us working yes. together that made it ultimately be smooth, in spite of some things we can talk about in a minute. But Kiana, what was the thing that out of the whole transaction that was your like your big moment, your takeaway? What was most meaningful to you?
Yeah, just like we had these threads, these text message threads that remained consistent from the beginning. And like we all were in communication consistently with each other. We were connected. We were informed. We communicated. I told Al in the beginning, I was like, I'm one of those clients that needs to have, like, I need you to explain everything to me. I need to know every step of every process. I'm like that high maintenance, like over the top kind of client. And he was like, I got you, you know? And it was just yeah. simply like Carla saying, we got your back. You saying, we got your back. Al saying, we got your back. And literally like that was real. Like I felt it. I knew it. I experienced it. I saw it. I knew you all were working for me behind the scenes. Things were going on that I probably have no clue was going on, even to this day, that I probably don't need to know about. But literally, like the team that I literally said God put together for me, because it felt heaven sent. It felt like it was the team that was designed just for me. Like these are the people that I needed.
That is the sweetest thing ever, by the way.
No,
thank you.
Really.
It is great. But, you know, like going back to like the emotion, taking the emotion out of the transaction, there's no way we can control certain things. And I know that I alluded to that earlier today. But one of the craziest thing was the FHA approval. And Al, can you share with us what exactly went wrong right at the beginning with the FHA approval on this building?
Well, first, let me say it was not the fault of my client.
Yay!
My it also was not the fault of your lender.
The fault of my agent.
I hereby would like to make a note.
Or not the fault of
anyone
on our team.
Right.
But sometimes things happen. Kiana was qualified for FHA loan, and we were looking for FHA properties, and made sure that when we did the search that every building was going to be FHA approved, and she was going to be able. It was going to be a turnkey experience, right? And so I always want to provide an experience for the clients that I work with. And so we went out and looked at what we thought was FHA approved property, and it just so happened that it wasn't as advertised. And so it was actually the first property that Kiana and I had looked at. We had looked at many properties, but we came back to this one. A lot of things just lined up about this property. It was very turnkey. And so we thought the process was just going to be a turnkey process. But like I said, FHA approved. It wasn't. And so we had to go through the process of.
I don't want to say false advertising, right? Because we're in the same industry and we're together, but these are things that happen. The realtor thought that, you know, by the time they would get to transaction and closing that they would have the formal approval, but the building was in transition of getting approved, but she was already yes. marketing it because her developer had said that it was approved, but it still didn't have the stamp of approval. Mm-hmm. So Tammy, can you explain the difference? And I like to tell people that the property has to be qualified for an FHA loan product and the borrower has to be qualified for a FHA loan product. Can you explain to us what is the difference and how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I also want to say that this show, a lot of you guys listening to the show will be people that maybe have bought homes before or are going to buy homes, but also sometimes new real estate agents and brokers watch the show. And this is a really good moment mm-hmm. to just like yes. learn from this situation and not have to encounter mm-hmm. it for yourself. So it isn't just FHA. FHA has a more stringent approval, but there are qualifications also if you're going conventional. Pretty much any time that you have a condo that you're going to be buying, you can assume that there's going to be an extra layer of some kind of a stringent review that is specifically set up for that building. building to pass, because they need to know that certain things are sound. It isn't just one home that they can say, okay, this person claimed responsibility for it. There's shared walls. There are shared things going on in the building. They need to know that the HOA has appropriate bylaws on file and that things are going to be handled responsibly, even down to maintenance. So all that stuff, there's a process for it. You don't have to worry about it. But all that stuff does have to get looked at and approved. And for FHA, it's no different. FHA actually has a pretty rigorous process for approving these condominiums, and they need to be able to have it check all the boxes. So in this case, they had submitted everything, or so they thought, and they believed that their building was going to be approved in like a week or two. Unbeknownst to them, something was the wrong form in that stack. Yes. And anyone who knows how paperwork goes knows that that means it's going to, you have to correct it. It goes back to the end of the line. You have to go through that process again. And that's what you went through then, Kiana. So tell us in these moments, because I know it was like three different times, right? They're like, no, we really have it this time. No, they didn't. How did you stay stable, sane? How did you stay comforted?
I will say, so from the beginning, it was so easy from the beginning, right? The relationships that I built, the trust I had immediately and instantly. So that was never an issue. The fact that you were from Seattle, I like all of it just kind of meshed.
Only one out, like,
you
were the odd guy out.
Yeah. But you made up for it in other ways. The financing went through smooth, and, you know, I got my approval. So we went shopping knowing that I had money to spend. So all of that, like, I was already set up. And then when we hit that hurdle, I began to get a little discouraged. And in our threads, I was just like, I'm feeling a little discouraged. I'm feeling a little like, I felt like I was getting to the point where I felt like I wasn't going to get it. And like it wasn't going to happen. And so I started to, you know, like reel a little. And everyone, like Tammy, I think Tammy might have been the first one in that first meltdown. And like sent the praying hands, or just, you know, like, you got this. Don't worry. We it's going to happen for you. Just, you know, I think Carla responded and was like, I'm praying for you. Like, those sorts of moments and those sorts of responses in such a big transaction. I'm in the city. I don't know anything about the city. I'm making the biggest purchase of my life. And I'm doing this by myself, essentially, but with this team of people that the only person I really, really know is Al. But I felt like, you know, I felt this connection from you all that made me feel at peace. And then there was another time where I was just like, if it's for me, it's for me. If it's not, if I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
Then
doing,
I got
right?
rolling my head.
The bottom line. That's what she was giving up.
And I was just like, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Right? And so.
And sometimes we love that, right? Because we don't want a client that's so vested in this one transaction. And I always told Kiana, I said, okay, we're going to find you a property in 30 days. And she's like, wait, what? I was like, in 30 days, we're going to find you a property. And she was freaking out. She's like, okay, so I had this dream and I wanted to buy it. And I said, yes. And now, like, really? Is it really going to
really
happen?
Happening?
And I know that throughout the process, you were, you know, we take away the emotion out of the transaction because we want to keep you, you know, we want to keep you, like, close to the goal, right? The goal is to become a homeowner. The goal is to not have to live with someone else and own property. And I know this is going to sound cliche, women empowerment. I know you guys think that I'm a feminist, but I'm really not. I don't live in ism.
It's okay to be a feminist.
I'm like empowering any human, right? And it's for myself, right? As a single mom, waking up every day and telling myself, like, you can do this. Go ahead and do it again and again and again.
That's right.
And I have to be the backbone for not just Kiana, but for Al, for Sarah, for all the members of my team and my clients. So I knew where she was going. And I remember looking her in the eyes. And I remember this too, specifically. Her and Al went shopping. They found two properties. And I looked at her in the eyes and I said, Kiana, you don't need this house. You are not buying this house. Remember, Al?
That was a nice house, though.
That was a nice house.
I saw that house earlier today.
I had to take myself out of it. I saw myself in that house.
He's like, Carla, it's a duplex down. I said, Kiana, how much space do you need?
Right. I was like, just thinking. Look, I had Al call Tammy in to run the numbers.
I was thinking from an investment perspective.
And then she called me and I was in there. I was like, Al, she wasn't even here. I went shopping without her to go look at these properties with Al. He's like, well, Al's like trying to convince me.
No.
I'm like, Al, she doesn't need all this home.
It was beautiful.
Okay, this is your first home. We're going to put you in something that's not going to break the bank. Still go out and have fun. And meet people, because now you have a discretionary budget. And you can still entertain in your beautiful turnkey home with a monthly payment of, can we share what the monthly payment is?
Yeah.
No,
that's up to you.
I haven't made one yet, but I want to say it's It's way less than I thought, but I think it's like 18.
18, 15,
between 15 and 18, one of the two.
For a beautiful turkey place on a boulevard.
It's a great deal.
It's a brand new rehab.
Brand new.
And that's exactly
three
what...
Three bedrooms, two and a half baths.
It's less than all your friends are paying for rent right now. Yes, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Historical district, historical building.
Yes.
And now she's a homeowner. She's empowered. Yes. She's building equity. Yes. And that's what we're all about.
It's in Chicago.
Chicago. She's like, I'm in Chicago.
Placing roots down in Chicago. I'm here, y'all. I'm here.
Well, I have a question
for
Al, actually. Because I know that this was a unique transaction for you, and you have a lot of takeaways from the smoothness that we were all able to pull together as a team. But for the marketing standpoint, what's unique about that for you?
I would just say don't underestimate the power of social media. Carla and I talk about social media all the time, and my background is digital media. So, as a real estate agent, making sure I'm just out doing my marketing and being on social media and doing the right things, portraying the right image on social media. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't like I was looking for Kiana. I kind of was, but then she was looking for me and she saw the post and made the outreach, right? And so just responded and being quick to with your clients when they do respond via social media, just making sure one of the things that I practice is just trying to be timely, and just over communicate. And I think through this process, the theme was teamwork. Having the right team, and then the spirit of over communication. And that's what I told her. I was like, and then at the end of the day, you got to trust me.
Absolutely. Right?
And I think all of that came into play throughout the transaction.
I totally agree. Absolutely. And Kiana, if we have people listening today that are considering buying a home, particularly if they're in the Chicago area, but for real, what would your one piece of advice be to a potential home buyer?
I have
call Al.
Besides Tammy, call Al and Tammy and Carla and Crystal, that would be the first piece of advice. Is to trust the process. I think that was probably, I tend to be somewhat controlling in a lot of ways, and this was a transaction where it felt good to just let go and let the experts, and I had to keep reminding myself, like, this Al's the expert, Tammy's the expert, you all are experts in this. And so I took your advice, I listened, I responded when you made requests, I provided what you needed in a timely fashion. And so I think that I would definitely recommend that. Just listen, trust the people the team that you have. They do have your back. I'm clear. You all are, this is a business for you. This is your work. So you're going to get paid. Like, I want you to, I was clear up front. I want you to get the commission on this. Like, I want you to, I know that you've done a lot of work. And so this was, it's a transaction for you, but it was a relationship that we built. And I think that we'll forever have. Every time I see Carla, it'll be a big hug and a big, all of that. It'll just always be. And so, trust your team, trust yourself. Do what you're supposed to do. Respond when you're supposed to respond. And then the things that you can't control, i.e. the things that I couldn't control at the end, I had to just let them go. And I really just let it go. And I was like, I don't have any control over this. And I remember saying to Al, I've done everything I was asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can do.
Yep. That's wonderful. And you were also a rock star client. And thank you. I want to say thank you in front of everybody for allowing us to work with you through this process.
Does everyone have tears in their eyes?
I know, right?
No, I love it. Kiana is a ball of energy and just positivity. And I think that, through the process, it was just understood that she did trust us. But it's so easy to help someone that, has so much joy in herself and that really wanted this. Because I know though she was fearful of the process, though she was fearful of actually pulling the trigger and becoming a homeowner, she was almost saying like, I want it, but do I deserve it? Do I need it? Yeah. And then I think that comes from within sometimes.
Yeah.
And I love that Danny earlier today talked about like the psychology, because we are counseling our clients. We have to understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these blocks coming from and what's not helping them, believe in it. And I love that you trusted us. And then at some point you're like, this place is mine. Mm-hmm. Even through the final walkthrough, she was like, is it mine?
I would drive by it all the time. I was forever driving by it and like picturing myself there. And I still, until it was really like sealed the deal, I was I was I somewhat.
It. Thank yeah. you so much, Kiana, for sharing this with us. Yeah, it is a pleasure to work with you. It is a pleasure to be in your life and a pleasure for you to be in our lives.
And likewise.
And one of the things that I do want to talk, share about Al, and I know that he says he posts these things on social media. You know, he's always posting about his kid. He coaches his son's football team and he's Mr. Aww. Coach Dad. But, you know, like Sarah, it's like very fun and loving and she's everywhere. And then Al's just like the calm and collected. But I think you need a professional that's that way because, you know, he makes you feel like, okay, I got this under control. Whereas sometimes I'm like, come on, Al, hurry up. Let's do this. Right? But he's always calm and collected.
I just think it's over communicating, right? And just having the patience. And you talk about having patience sometimes. And I just try and bring that because real estate, it's although it's fun, it can be crazy sometimes. So you just got to roll with it. And I just try and keep a cool head. And I have to be that way for my clients. I mean, they're expecting professionalism from me. So I just want to make sure I exude that all the time. So.
Love it. Thank you, Al, for sharing. And thank you for making your debut.
Hey.
Did I say right? Debut?
Debut.
Debut.
I keep telling you guys, English is my second language. but right, Tammy, thanks. Just before we get off this topic, we did talk about the nuisance of FHA. But in order yes. for a building to be FHA approved, what are the requirements?
Oh, there's a, I mean, it's a packet this thick. You know what I mean? It's not just like it has to be one thing or two things or three things. It's quite extensive. So if you're considering doing an FHA loan, I would recommend to reach out to a lender. Of course, you can call me, Cross Country Mortgage, Tammy Scarlett. I can fill you in on all the ins and outs. But really you want to find out what you're going to qualify for that FHA mortgage. There are some caveats to it. FHA, for instance, tends to have slightly higher mortgage insurance than conventional mortgage insurance. You have to pay an upfront fee that can be financed or not, but either way, that's extra money. And at the end of the day, you want to be able to do a cost-benefit analysis to see if FHA is really the right choice for you. And then the condo building, that could be even on a house. So a condo building is just going to be that extra added layer of something else that is going to need to go through the hoops and make sure that it checks out on all those checks and balances.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Tammy. And seriously, this is the platform. This is Market Overdrive. And we're here to educate you and elevate your real estate IQ and motivate you really to find out what's the deal. How can you get from wanting something to actually going out to getting it? And we introduce you to so many experts and everybody has a different style of transacting, right? But for the most part, these are top professionals that have been successful just because they believe in customer service and they believe in helping you attain your dreams. And so reach out if you have any questions or want to know about any of our guests. You can email me at carla@marketoverdrive.com and we'd love to help you. So please reach out. And now this is my favorite part because, as you know, I like gifts. And giving things away is not what I do, but what I like to receive. So in the house with me is like, I don't know. I think he's like the president of events in the city of Chicago. Like nobody goes to an event without it being Tony P events. And so I want to know how I can be in your crew because the Mod Squad needs to hang out with the Tony P crew and like get into these amazing spaces. Tony, how are you?
Doing great, Carl. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Look at you. You're looking so sharp today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Well, it's my friends at a gentleman's cooperative.
Oh, look at that. I love it. I love them. And I actually visited their space, and it's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
While you're here, tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, they're buddies of mine. They're on Jackson, right by the Board of Trade, and they do custom suits for men and women. They also have a gorgeous event space. They have a really cool barbershop up there as well for grooming. And then they have two different outdoor patios, too, on the top of the building.
See, what do I tell you? Lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. I want to be Tony my next life. But here at Market Overdrive, we want to make sure that you are very well networked. And we want to share with you this amazing event that's coming up on July 24th. And that's why Tony is here, because we're getting the Mod Squad from in the studio into the space out there so we can meet you, so we can interact with you, we can hear about your dreams, and we can put you in the right place with the right people. So tell us what's happening on the 24th.
Yeah, so July 24th, we're going to be at Roof on the Wit, Top of the Wit Hotel. They've been going through some major renovations, and as a matter of fact, they just finished today. And that's why we have this awesome gentleman here, Blairy, with us. He's the GM over there. He's going to tell us more about what they've been doing. And it's a great space. It's been there for over 10 years and what improvements they've done. And in the event, we're going to have 400 people there. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Did you hear that? 400 people you want to meet. And you also want to look like this gentleman. I mean, I don't even want to ask you where you got your suit because I feel like I'm underdressed. What is going on with the sharpness in the studio today?
I don't know. Tony, well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Tony brings out the best out of all of us. And, you know, I thought it would be appropriate to put together a good outfit. My friends at Hugo Boss were able to accommodate.
Tell us a little bit more about Hugo Boss.
We're all talking about all of our friends. So roof, you know, as Tony mentioned, we finally finalized our last phase of our renovation today. You know, just roof has been the last probably 10 years. It's been a great run in the city. You know, our ownership looked at roof and basically put together another program probably that can lead the Chicago market in the next 10 years. We're excited to present that to everyone. Tony P will probably be the first event that we're exposing our space. So we're very excited for that as well.
Larry, tell us a little bit about the dynamics of the space. For anyone who wants to get into the investment in the commercial business, right? The restaurateurs that have always been enamored with that lifestyle or that business venture. How do you create such amazing space and what has created that demand or how are you responding to that demand in Chicago?
Right. So the biggest thing for our designer when they put together roof, it was the flexibility. So being with the retractable roof and a retractable windows really gives us the flexibility to be open all year round. And with the new renovation, it's become a very attractive space where we're able to, you know, people coming in there, not just in the summertime, but throughout the whole year and really enjoy the space. So that's the general public, I guess you could say. As far as private events, the last few years, we've really elevated our experience there. And we've really focused on bringing in a dynamic where we're able to accommodate private events, general public as well, throughout the whole space at all times throughout the whole year.
400 people at this event, Tony. It's going to be amazing to draw this crowd. And I saw your videography of the actual space. I mean, the space is gorgeous. I know that you have a retractable roof.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, everybody says don't use the word sexy, but it is so sexy.
Who says roof? Don't use the word? Come on.
Retractable roof, retractable windows.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the level of service that you can expect at this event, what are we looking forward to?
That's a big priority of ours. Obviously, you don't have a 10-year run without really focusing on service. So with food and beverage, when you're looking at food and beverage in general, you know, our executive chef, Chef Nathan Sears, our director of food and beverage, Pierce Smith, really have put together a program where really complements the space very well, and we're able to present an elevated experience for a rooftop.
Love it. And Tony, since you're here, and I like giveaways and I like freebies, yeah. What are you offering our listeners today?
Well, what I'm going to offer is 4 free tickets to the event.
What? Is that on top of my 4 tickets?
yeah, You automatically get 4, Carl.
Yay.
You're on our VIP list.
Wait a minute. Then, thank you.
And then Joel gets a few too.
Because here's the problem. It's like, even yesterday I got in trouble for always coming in with an entourage. Just like, hey, it was supposed to be 4 of us. I'm like, hey, it's always a party where Carla goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm part of that 400.
Yeah, we got you. We got you penciled in.
Awesome. So you got it on Market Overdrive. What is the code?
The code for...
Or to claim your free ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So someone goes to... Tony P's networking events Facebook page and find the event on there. Go in the comment section and just type in Mod Squad.
And the
first 2 people that do that will get 2 tickets each.
Oh, I love it. Did you hear that? So make sure you find his page. What is the page again?
It's Tony P's networking events Facebook page. You find the July 24th event on there in the comment section, type in Mod Squad. And the first 2 people that do that will get 2 tickets each.
Hi, see? You hang out with me, you get free tickets. So Mod Squad, hashtag Mod Squad, and you get 4 tickets total, right, for the event on the 24th, and we'll definitely be there. And you're going to be there, obviously, right, welcoming all of
I'll
us?
I'll be there. Please look for me.
Love it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing such awesome events. And before you leave, Tony, I really want to know, or if you can impart this knowledge on our professionals or anyone who's looking to become a leader in our community. Obviously, you know that we, as I am, I'm a mom, I'm a realtor, I'm an advocate, I'm always trying to help out the community. And so people always question, like, why do you do all this? So can you tell us what is the holistic approach of being a leader or being a professional, successful entrepreneur?
Well, I think it's just, it's all just making people happy. I know that sounds very corny and cheesy, but, you know, there's a lot of events that go on in the city, a lot of different venues, and I just want people to have a fun experience. So that's why when people come, we make sure that, I stress, have a good time first. It's like, obviously you want to meet people for business, but just have a good time, smile, laugh, make friends. And all the business stuff, that'll come later organically over time. But if you have fun and you're smiling and having a good time, you're like a magnet. People want to talk to you and get to know you. And then everything else just kind of feeds off that.
True. I completely agree. And just so that our listeners know, what kind of relationships can they build? What kind of businesses or what kind of people are going to be present at this event?
It's a wide variety. People of all different industries. So a lot of business owners, executives, salespeople, real estate people, lawyers, people in the service industry. I mean, basically anything under the sun. And like I said, people just come and just have a good time and make a lot of friends, because a lot of times you meet someone and maybe there's not a business connection with that person, but if they like you and trust you, they're going to introduce you to their friends, their family, their coworkers. And you actually find a lot of opportunities by just going on and just having fun and making friends. Everything just kind of, like I said, just kind of manifests itself and falls into place naturally.
Love it. And it's like what we're preaching is that lifestyle of a successful entrepreneur. And of course, you need to know Larry because he'll be there. But also, if you're trying to do an event, like if you're in a realtor, you want to host your clients there, or if you want to host an event there just because for fun, and you're a hairdresser or, you know, or a styler, a designer. I mean, the space is beautiful and you're going to love it. So how do we get a hold of you if we actually want to host an event at your location?
I'll go ahead and say tell everybody my cell phone number.
Oh, we're getting the phone number. We're getting the email.
There was a gentleman here previously that did that. I was like, wow, I cannot believe that. But yes,
like, no.
Anyone can definitely reach me, through text message is the best way. When you're on the floor, it's very difficult to answer the phone, but 708-305-5966. Anytime anyone is looking to host an event, they can reach out. I'll definitely be able to accommodate them.
And I have a request, because I was asked to ask you, because Tony couldn't make this approval, so you're on the spot. So my team and I want to come in and bring in a golf thing. What's it called? Like a putting green thing for your event. Can we do that, please?
I can definitely inquire, and I'm sure we'll make something happen.
Oh, I love it. You're on the spot. You're my new favorite. See, everything is possible at the WIT, and this space is amazing. So be sure that you reach out to him directly. And hey, Carla hooked you up with his cell phone number, so you know. It's a pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you so much, Tony, for bringing us the best of the best in the city.
Great. Thank you so much for having us again. This is awesome.
For sure.
Thank you, guys.
I love this, Joel. I mean, lots of information today, how to get the emotion out of a transaction. It's just amazing to share this with people, because they have to understand that we are, in fact, in the trenches. And I know earlier someone says, why do you say trenches? It sounds so harsh. But we're really advocating. We're fighting for you. We're negotiating for you. There's so many moving pieces when it comes to real estate. And you feel it on your side of the business too, right?
We see a lot. And that was what was really great about having Tony P on today. And you called him Tony P, and you said he was like the president of everything. That's what the P stands for, guys. It's Tony P. It's Tony Presidente, right? But what was really great about having Blairy on was that Blairy, how many times have you heard somebody refer to as, that rooftop is so great, it's like roof at the WIT? We've said this for years, and that's what's really great about this rebrand of what they're doing. So tuning in, not just to elevate your real estate IQ, but really learning what's going on around the city helps you round yourself out so that you're meeting the right people, you're going out there, and that's how you grow your business.
I love it. And I love the dynamics of both you and Tammy, because I think that you're very different in the same as you are alike. I mean, you're both very wholesome, and you respect the quality of the client service, right? You respect giving people the opportunity to meet their goals. And Tammy, you're more like a coach or a nurturer, yogi, but you know, like together, we all three of us have transacted together. And I think for the most part, all our clients were very happy with the outcome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you can have people in the room that, like, having Tammy in here now to be able to say another perspective, somebody that's done it for a long time, that's what's really great about Market Overdrive. There's people that have different experiences. And when you can actually put several people into a room and help people that are listening really get to, oh, I resonate with that. I learned something today. That's what this is all about.
So yes, truly, we are here for you. But it starts with you. You have to make that first move. You have to make that first call. And you have to want it. We can put you in touch with the people that are going to get you there. And we hope that you learned something from the show. And if you know someone that's thinking about creating wealth for their children's children, as I like to say, please make sure they email me. You can reach me at Carla@marketoverdrive.com. We can get a whole, put you in touch with Tammy. You can get more information from Joel. If you want to know how to refinance your home, if you want to know how to flip a property, if you want to know how to manage your property, anything that is real estate, we're here to help you, and we're here to partner you with the best of the best. And before we end our show, remember earlier, I think Joel went live and teased that he's giving away tickets. So Joel, how can we win these?
So this is what's great. We've done a lot of giveaways today, and that's what's really great about growing the brand and making sure that you tune in, follow us on Facebook, and subscribe. So if you comment below and you tell the listeners, or you just follow and say, one of the places in Wrigleyville where Joel Schaub has a billboard. This was not my idea.
That was my idea.
It's so self-serving. That's not the point. There are about 12 different billboards up right now. Guaranteed Rate is a sponsor of the Chicago White Sox. And me being a Cubs fan, I wanted to make sure that we're spreading love on both sides of the city. So comment below where you see one of Joel Schaub's billboards, and you'll get two Cubs tickets to an upcoming game. And we're going to announce that on next show. So we're so excited that everyone's tuning in.
Love it. You're so generous. Thank you so much, Joel. And remember, I need the address, because don't say like Wrigleyville, because we already said that. So I want to know the location. And guess what? If you take a picture of it and send it to us, even better. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get the tickets anyway. And these are amazing tickets. Right?
You might be able to see the field from where we're sitting. Yeah, maybe. All right.
Awesome. So as always, thank you so much for sharing Thursdays with us. We hope you learned something, or we hope that we inspire you to make a move. So again and again, thank you so much for hanging out with us.